This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
A risk modeling company, RMS, estimates insured losses from the terrible Camp and Woolsey wildfires in California could reach $13 billion. Reporter Janet Bammond now examines possible changes to the federal system that helps pay to rebuild after a great fire.
People keep asking Declan Dunn if he's been back to his Butte Creek Canyon home since the campfire in California. But he says it's the wrong question because
there's like nothing. It's dust.
Dunn escaped in his car with only the clothes he was wearing. It's taking longer than he thought to now document all he lost for his insurance company.
It's everything you have. Like, it's crazy. The towels, the knives, the forks, and you got like nothing.
To pay for losses like Dunn's, insurers are turning to a financial instrument called a catastrophe bond. Here's how they work. Investors get a hefty annual return for the bond's duration and get their capital back when the bond matures, so long as no catastrophe happens. If disaster does strike, investors lose their entire investment. So the bonds are somewhat of a gamble, says RMS Global Managing Director Daniel Stander.
Someone's taking a bet that either the wind won't blow or the ground won't shake or the fires won't rage, and they put down some capital.
Online publication Artemis estimates that $100 billion is currently invested in catastrophe-linked securities. Michael Millette with Hudson Structured Capital Management says the bonds are used to diversify institutional portfolios.
You can have a stock market crash, you can have a bond market crash, but those don't necessarily instigate hurricanes and earthquakes and vice versa.
Little wonder the cat bonds were some of the best performing sectors of the market during the last financial crisis. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, issued its first cat bond this year to help shore up the financially underwater National Flood Insurance Program. RMS's Daniel Stander advised the government on its cat bond issuance. He says FEMA should consider a new cat bond to help it pay for wildfire recovery.
We get the risk off the taxpayer balance sheet and use private capital that is geared up precisely to take on these kinds of risks.
But some policy experts see cat bonds as fraught with downsides. Jeff Schlegelmilch with the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University compares cat bonds to the financial instruments that help take down the housing market.
The way we refinance things gets so abstracted from the underlying risk that we actually lose sight of how how easily it could all come toppling down.
Schlegelmilch also warns that federal cat bonds could end up backfiring by encouraging risky building in disaster-prone areas. In New York, I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.